President Obama is beginning his final 12 months in office with a renewed effort to reduce gun violence following a year that saw 331 mass shootings, incidents in which four or more people were shot. Mr. Obama is planning a series of executive actions which would not require the approval of Congress. The president is wrapping up his vacation in Hawaii. Chip Reed is there.
It was just after the mass shooting at an Oregon community college in October that the president decided he had to take executive action on guns. He made the announcement today in his weekly address posted on the White House website.
I directed my team at the White House to look into any new actions I can take to help reduce gun violence. And on Monday, I'll meet with our Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, to discuss our options.
Sources tell CBS News those options include expanding the definition of who is in the business of selling guns so that more gun sales trigger background checks, and requiring enhanced reporting and tracking of lost and stolen guns. Today, the president blamed the Republican Congress for giving him no choice but to take unilateral action.
We know we can't stop every act of violence, but what if we tried to stop even one? What if Congress did something? Anything to protect our kids from gun violence.
Last month, Senate Republicans blocked Democratic proposals that would prevent people on the terror watch list from buying guns and require background checks for online gun purchases.